This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A
of the Saturday afternoon deliverance service of December the 27th, 1986, at the Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's midwinter camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Glenn and Irma Miller are the teachers of the afternoon.
That's worse, because Satan does not want to be found out. The minute you confess your sin, I'll tell you, he's already on the run. You know, they say everything's under the blood. Everything's under the blood. That's true. The nest is so deep down embedded in you that the blood's not penetrated down there yet, because you've never asked the Lord to forgive you. Is that right? The blood avails. The blood avails. I believe in the blood of Jesus. And I know when we repent, and it's not out of style, and we need to do more repenting. And if you'll start reading the Word, you'll start repenting more. The more you read the Word, the more you're going to repent. The more you forgive other people, the more Jesus is going to forgive you. He says, I'm not going to forgive you if you won't forgive. Some people have been in here, and they said, well, I can't forgive my father. He molested me when I was 7 years old. And I hate him, and I will not forgive him. You may as well just quit praying until they make up their mind to forgive. All of us have to forgive everybody that hurts us. And believe you me, we have plenty of hurts around here. But forgive them and let God handle them. The minute you turn them over to God and forgive them, God will take the consequences. He'll chastise them or do whatever. Now, if you cover your sin, let's look at Proverbs 28 and 13 about covering your sin. I think I got Proverbs in here somewhere. 28 and 13. I love the Proverbs. Really good. He that covereth his sins or won't admit to them. Now, if you've been a committed fornication, for instance, you need to admit to it. You don't have to blare it out to everybody, but you need to admit it to God. Maybe have somebody pray with you and admit it to somebody and confess it, and it's good to go. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper. You wonder why you don't have any money all the time? This is one of the reasons. Of course, stealing from God is another reason, the tithe. But he that covereth his sins or won't admit to them shall not prosper. But whosoever confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Happy is the man that feareth always, but he that hardeneth his heart shall fall into mischief. I just wonder how hard my heart is, even yet. I wonder. I ask the Lord, soften my heart. As a roaring lion, that's Satan, and a raging bear, so is a wicked ruler over the poor people. The prince that wanteth understanding is also a great oppressor, but he that hateth covetousness shall prolong his days. If you hate covetousness, you're going to live a long time. And if you young people honor your mother and the father, you're going to live a long time. Because that's a promise, isn't it? That your days will be long upon the earth. And if you think you can get by what, with smacking your mother in the face or kicking your dad or talking mean to them, you can't. That's dishonoring. That's dishonoring them. And you must be careful about that. And we do not want to cover our sins. Now, how do you repent? How do you repent? It's a little bit more than a decision. You tell the Lord about it. He already knows, but you know, some people just can't even tell the Lord. You have to help them tell the Lord what they've done. And ask him to cleanse you by the precious blood. We're in the age of atonement right now, and we are getting cleansed. And I tell you, many a spirit would leave if we pray and confess our sins more. They'd leave automatically and read the Word that cleanses our minds. And also confess the sins that's in your bloodline that you know nothing about. You can do that. Read in Job. He did it. He confessed for his kids. Daniel confessed for the nation even. Don't you think we need to be confessing the sins of this nation? Oh, I guess we do. And confess the iniquity. You know, iniquity is when you know better and you keep on doing it. That's iniquity. You know that? Some people say lawless. Well, that's pretty, you know. But when you know better and you keep on doing it, if you kids sass your parents and keep on doing it and you know better, that's iniquity. And iniquity is worse than the sin, really. It gets worse. But we need to confess the sins of our ancestors and deal with our sins and confess and ask God to forgive us and renounce whatever has initially brought these things into our bodies and into our souls. into our minds. Then you will feel much better, I'll tell you. Now, if you're bitter and envious, in James 3 and 14, I won't turn there, it says that that is, let's look at it. Let's just look at James. I love the book of James. 3 and 14. But if you have bitter envyings and strife in your heart, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above. It's not godly wisdom, but it's earthly, sensual, or soulish, and devilish. What do you think that means? For where envying or jealousy and strife is, there's always confusion and every evil work. Envy and strife, jealousy, there's always confusion and every evil work. Every evil work. Now, if you've got suicide in your family line, how many here have had suicides in your family line? How many here have ever had thoughts of suicide? Put up your hand, be honest now. Sure. Sure, a lot of people. They just say, let's end it all. I want to end it all. I can't handle this. I've got to get out of here. They don't know where they're going to go. That it's going to be worse. There's not a thing that the Lord can handle. But we have to get that suicidal spirit out of us. Now, most of the time, that comes in through the occult. Most of the time. But it's in our family lines. And it's fizzed down from one generation to the other. And it's horrible. You ought to hear the people that call up and their mates have committed suicide or their children have committed suicide. We've had several of them right here in this town lately. Little kids, 13 years old, committing suicide. Young people. Or playing Dungeons and Dragons and killing somebody. Had it right around here. Somebody brought me the article. I saw it in the papers right around here in Arkansas, I believe. We had a case, and they had it up there in Montana. All of that is sin. And parents, you should watch what your kids are doing. Dungeons and Dragons is going to drag you down to the pit or drag your children down to the pit. He's out to kill us. Satan is out to kill us. I'm not up here teaching negatively. I'm up here telling you the truth. Satan is out to kill all of us if he could. If he could. And we don't want to egg him on by keep sinning and sinning and sinning and doing things that are wrong. So let's be careful about that. Now, all illicit sex, unnatural sex, will bring a curse on you. Well, Glenn talked about that. He didn't say near as much about it as he could have said about it. And we started seeing this a few years ago, and I couldn't even believe it myself. And I couldn't believe it when a minister came here incognito with a big afro on and a beard. And, you know, I can spot preachers a mile away. I don't know why. I guess I've been with them so much. I knew he was a minister. And I went outside. The dogs were having a fit, barking and growling at him. And he wouldn't come in and sleep in the dorm. He wanted to sleep in his car down by the lake. And Max White was here. He came to me, he said, I want you to go ask that man if he is a minister, so-and-so, television minister, so-and-so, and so-and-so. Well, I'd never heard of him before, but I went and asked him, are you a minister? And he says, if he is, you tell him that I would like to pray for him because I've been in his church for meetings. And this man had been trying to commit suicide because he kept molesting little boys. He'd have them come and mow the lawn, and he'd bring them in and give them candy, and then he would molest them. He didn't want to do that. And I guess he must get our magazine because he came over here for help. And he told us that he would go in the furnace room of his church and buy a whole bunch of packs of cigarettes and just sit and inhale them, inhale them, inhale them. He had a gun there, but he couldn't bear to pick up the gun and shoot himself, but he thought he would die from the smoke. And he didn't die. God, by his mercy, do you know the Lord is so merciful? But if it's in the ministers, and it's in the elders. After I learned about deliverance, I remembered way back in early Pentecost and all of my dad's different churches, there's usually one deacon or one elder full of the devil. Everyone that gives the preacher a lot of trouble. I guess they need that, you know, scraping. But I looked back and I remembered people that would get up and give big testimonies and would give messages in tongues. And yet they'd come to the parsonage in a big fight, and he had hit her and done this and done that. And I used to wonder what made them do it. You see, I didn't understand anything about the devil. And, of course, we were all, it had to be secret. Boy, my folks were hot on that. You don't tell this to a soul. Don't say who's been over here or anything. But they didn't know how to correct it, see? They didn't believe. My dad practically went to his grave without believing. He didn't ever believe that I'd ever had an evil spirit in me. He never believed it. Well, I'm standing here now, and I know there's lots of things in me yet that should come out. But you see, you have to keep calling upon the Lord, and He'll deliver you when He gets ready to deliver you. In many areas. It's not just click, 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 because I'll tell you, we'd be so unmerciful to everybody if we got it all in one night. Now, some people do. It could happen. But they may be a lot less merciful to people that have problems. We get problems here every day, day and night and day and night, and we pray for hundreds of people. A lot of people come by night. They don't want to come in the daytime. Let anybody know that they might be out here, people from town even, you see, because it's such a stigma to have a demon. Well, we've all got them, so we may as well just all get in this together and fight the devil, because we're going to come into a time, and Brother Thompson brought this home to us so strong last year, and I've seen it happen. If you don't get them out of you when the Lord has given you the teaching, then Satan's going to come with all of his fury to get you. And he got somebody that we haven't gotten over it yet, because all of this was not confessed. The past sin was not confessed and totally delivered. And it wounds the body of Christ. It makes a terrible stigma on the body of Christ to have something like this happen. And also, it embarrasses, Satan does it to embarrass Jesus. He hates Jesus. He doesn't really hate us. You know that? He hates the Jesus in us. He hates the Jesus in us. I would like to go into the occult, but I might do it upstairs tomorrow. All the ladies, we might do the occult tomorrow, or maybe the Moody's will, down here even. But I'd like to go into the occult. But I want to go into something else, which is stealing and perjury. How many know that they're stealing in the body of Christ? Now let's look at Zechariah 5 and the first verse. Fifth chapter, first verse. Let me find Zechariah. I've got a lot of new Bibles, but you know, I can't let this one go because I got so much marked in it. But I'm trying to break in other Bibles. Fifth chapter, first verse. Everybody got Zechariah? It's just before Malachi. Then I turned and I lifted up mine eyes and I looked, and behold, a flying roll. I always look at that as kind of like a dirigible, you know. I'm sure it isn't, but that's what I think maybe Zechariah saw. And he said unto me, "What seest thou?" And I answered, "I see a flying roll. The length thereof is 20 cubits and the breadth thereof is 10 cubits. I don't know how many feet that is, but 30 by 15, something flying in the air. Then said he unto me, "This is the curse that goeth forth over the face of the whole earth." Imagine that, over the whole earth. "For everyone that stealeth shall be cut off as on this side according to it." One side it had, stealing. "And everyone that sweareth shall be cut off as on that side according to it." Now, this is a curse that's gone out over the whole. Do you think we have any stealing in this world today? How many believe we got stealing in the world today? How many believe we got stealing in the body of Christ? Amen. Come on. We have to face that. Stealing God's time. Stealing God's time. Stealing God's tithes. Just stealing things. And swearing falsely or perjury. "I will bring it forth, saith the Lord of hosts, and it shall enter into the house of the thief and into the house of him that sweareth falsely by my name, and it shall remain in the midst of his house and shall consume it with the timber thereof and the stones thereof." Now, you need to study this. This is kind of new to me, but I see it. If you have continually financial problems, then you probably got a curse on your money. How many believe that? Now, if you have lied, and I'm going to tell you, the strong man is perjury, but if you have sworn falsely in a court of law, how many's ever been to court? You know, you hold up your right hand, you promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, and so on. Well, a lot of people lie on the witness stand, don't they? Have you ever broken a vow? Have you ever vowed to God, "Now I'm going to fast 40 days, and I'm going to pray 24 hours a day, and I'm going to do this and that, and vow to God. And if you broke it, you've got the strong man of perjury over you. Have you ever deceived somebody? Deceiving. Have you ever just been a plain liar? Or falsified the truth? You know, that's evangelistically speaking. That's the preacher's. An intentional misstatement. Somebody comes and says, you like my new hat? I might think no. But I always say, oh, yes. Oh, it's beautiful. But you think no. That's lying, isn't it? That's a misstatement. I'm getting to the nitty-gritty. I mean, the spots and wrinkles. We should all be through our drinking and all this horrible stuff. And let's get to the spots and wrinkles now. Forgery. Forgery and fraudulent. I remember, Kevin won't mind me telling this, his sister came here about, oh, a long time ago, maybe 8 or 9 years. I was praying with her for deliverance, a lot of different things. And all of a sudden, I saw the word forgery in the spirit. How many sees in the spirit? See, that's part of discerning of spirits, the word of knowledge and the gifts. And I said to her, have you ever worked in dime stores or something where you had a check and you might have cashed it yourself or forged it? And she said, no. I said, well, I don't understand, but I see something with money and forgery. Maybe it's in your background. So she didn't know. We prayed and something came out. If it's in there, it's going to come out if you've got authority over it, see? So it came out. And she went home to California and told her mother. And her mother said, well, I've never told you this before, but your father's family way back were into counterfeiting money. And see, the Lord was bringing it up out of that little thing, that little girl, maybe she was 16, 17, bringing that up. It was in her somewhere, see? And it will, you pet a snake, it's going to crop out. And she wanted to be delivered. She didn't say, oh, no, no, you're wrong. You're not seeing in the spirit. That's the devil telling you this. But she said, well, pray for me. And when I prayed for her, something came out. So praise God. I remember working at RCA. I was a department head. There were 4 department heads in our big department. And I went to work one morning, and everybody stood up and bowed and said, good morning, boss. And I thought, what's the matter with all these crazy people? And there had been a big counterfeiting ring right in our group, and they were printing money. And they'd been caught. They had printed thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars of $20 bills. $2 million, and it was in the morning paper, but I hadn't read the morning paper. Fraud, fraudulent, counterfeit money. Every time the racetrack starts, we get a notice from the banks and everything. There's a lot of counterfeit money here in town. Watch out with $20 bills or $100 bills and so on. Just being inaccurate. Now, this is nitty gritty. Just telling something and being just a little bit inaccurate. That's a lie. That's you're perjuring yourself. Fables and myths. How many people have ever told their children about Santa Claus? Come on. Everybody. We all had the old Nick years ago. See, that's a lie. We need to repent of that. I mean, all liars are going to find a part in the lake of fire. Now, we don't want to go just over stupid Santa Claus, do we? So we got to pray about that. Misrepresenting something. Have you ever bought something and they misrepresented it? Yeah, all kinds of stuff. I'm not going to go into all that, but it's, you start praying, asking the Lord, he'll show you. Just telling a tall story. Or fabricating the truth or reviling somebody. It's all perjury. Distorting the truth. Garbled version of something. Just telling a white lie or a fib. That's all lying. Anything calculated, you know, don't you? Anything calculated to mislead somebody else. I'm taking this out of the dictionary. Or evading the truth is perjury. To dupe somebody. To overdraw your bank account. To write checks when you know there's no money in there. Or to write checks when you know your account's been closed for a year. We've had people come here with checkbooks and wrote all kinds of checks here. And they hadn't had an account open for a year. Christians bought lots of Bibles and books and tapes. I pray to God they get help from them. I really do. Breaking one's word. If you promise your children, you kids remember promises that your parents had made to you, then they didn't keep it, see? Breaking your word. Saying one thing and meaning another. Like Gary Quince used to say, don't call a shovel an agricultural implement. Call it a shovel. Beguiling somebody. All of that. All of that. Now, I don't know if I have time to go into the stealing or not, do I? I'll read these and you can think about it and you can get it off the tape. The strong man of stealing, looting, robbing. We've had lots of people that's robbed people that's come here. I mean, with a gun. They had to come for deliverance. I praise God they did. Embezzling. Lots of people. I remember we had a man at our church. He had hundreds of $100 bills in his trunk all the time. He'd just dish them out to everybody. And we thought, where is this man getting all this money and what's going on? Come to find out, he'd embezzled all that money. I had somebody call me this week. They turned down a big sale of $4 million because the guy said that he wanted to give her $250,000 in cash because the money had been in the family line since 1929 and it had never been gone through the IRS or it had been buried. And he was a young man, about 25, and he wanted to buy something here in town, and he was willing to pay $4 million and all this. And he wanted her to take under the table $250,000, and she called her banker, and she called us. I said, oh, my land, how are you going to account for it? She said, I don't know. She said, I just can't do it. I said, no, not at your age. You don't want to start this kind of stuff and get the IRS all mixed up with you. And she turned down the offer. Praise God. Praise God. Could you turn down a $4 million offer? Well, I hope you will after hearing this sermon. Just pick up things and carry them off. A lot of people do that. Removing things and taking possession and it's not even your stuff. Just taking it, borrowing it, never bringing it back. Just run off with it, make off with it. We lose more things around here. Always somebody making off with something. We may find it 2 years from now. It might be laying over in the woods or any place, you know, but just walk off with it. Cheat, circulate bad money, swindle people, misappropriate, never paying your house payments, never paying your bills, leaving without leaving your address, moving. We get more people moved and left no address, and I always think, oh, Lord, help those people. They must have left a lot of bills behind. Moving and left no address. That's bad. Breaking into houses. We've had people that have been, especially the younger generation that's been into drugs, they have broken into houses and stole VCRs and a lot of things. Burglarizing. Blackmailing somebody. Fleecing. Plundering. Shoplifting. All kinds of people are kleptomaniacs. They steal when they don't even want it. They steal to see if they can get by with it. Kind of lots of people like that around here that have come for prayer. To steal a kiss. This is the last one. To steal a kiss. To steal somebody else's wife. Is that stealing? That's a curse. It's on your family line. It's come down, down, down. You got no business kissing anybody except your own husband or wife. I think women should kiss women. Maybe. And men should kiss the men. I don't really appreciate men trying to kiss me. Well, especially on the lips. I don't mind them kissing me on the cheek if they must, but I can live without, I'm being very honest, I can live without that. You can love without that, you know. When they all say, let everybody love everybody, I get scared. Because some people, I remember one man came here and he had this long black beard, and I've never liked beards. And he come walking back to the book table with his arms like this, and I went like this. He says, oh, you don't want to be hugged. I said, my husband does that for me. I mean, let's get to the, there's many, I can tell you, people after people after people after people that something has started with that. Because if you've got fornication in you or incest in you or spirit of the bastard in you, that's going to stir up your sexual organs. Who needs that as Christian women? Are you agreeing with me? I know that some people get no love at all and they like to be held. Well, that's all right. Maybe. It depends the motive. Depends on the motive. Well, yes. You know, that reminds me of a case. They called me from up in the Ramada Inn one day and they said, come up here quick, so-and-so is trying to commit suicide. I'd never seen her before in my life. In my land, she was a girl, 6 foot tall, had two children. And she was holed up in the suite upstairs. Her parents were managers. And she was going to commit suicide. And I said, well, honey, why do you want to commit suicide with these beautiful children and your husband? She says, because I want to go see my mother. I said, well, where is your mother? Well, she's in Montana, and I want to see my mother. I just want my mother to hold me in her arms and love me and tell me she loves me. And this evil spirit was trying to tell her to take her life because nobody loved her. Have you ever felt like that? Nobody loves you? Well, there was a rocking chair there. I said, I'll play the part of your mother. Come and get on my lap, and I will rock you and love you. Do you know the love of God and the natural love that she felt in me? Now, I'm an old grandmother. I know, and I've got lots of things that I condone about myself and condone with others, but I'll tell you, the love that girl felt coming through me, the love of God, took that suicidal spirit right out of her. I held her for about 2 hours until my legs were asleep. Have you ever held a 6-foot grown woman? And rocked her. She laid in my arms and I rocked her like a baby. She needed that. You know, when you're sick, you always want your mother. When you're sick, you want your mother. Your mother just laying her hand on your forehead can help you. And I know people need love. But it has to be the right kind of love with the right spirit behind it. Are you in agreement?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let's pray. I'm going to lead you in a prayer of asking the Lord to forgive you. And then we're going to call out the evil spirits and break the curses. Is that all right?
Amen.
Okay, bow your heads. I want to get over here so these men can call these spirits out. I get my paper open. And we're going to call out incest spirits too, Glenn will, and break the curse. Pray with me. Dear Heavenly Father, I come in the name of Jesus. We're all coming in your name, Jesus. Because we love you. We admit we've sinned. We've sinned ignorantly. Our parents and forefathers have sinned. We've inherited these personalities. And these traits. And we've brought a lot of new things into our soul. Lord, we're calling all these things sin. And you say to bind the strong man. You say to submit to you, Lord. We're doing that, Lord. And we believe that you can deliver us. You said you hung on the tree so we don't have to bear these curses. So we're believing you're going to break them off of us. All the curses that you've put on us. For our disobedience. And all the curses the devil has put on us. And all the diseases of Egypt he's put on us. Lord, we ask for your precious blood. To come down and cleanse us. Let the blood run over these sin nests. Trickle down over this enemy so he'll have no place to land or no place to stay because the blood of Jesus, your blood, Jesus, is going to wash his nest right away. All these sins we've sinned, one on top of the other, till he can strike us when we're not even expecting it. And we fall in his clutches. We want these nests removed. We want all the perjury out of us. All the lying out of us. All the incest out of us. Things we don't even know about we want out of us. We want to be delivered, Lord. We want to be cleansed. I'm a whosoever. You say, Lord. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. You can't lie, Lord. You are our Lord. You love us. And we're calling on you now. Deliver us from all this evil that we've talked about this afternoon. And lift these curses off of us as they're called off of us. And we praise you, Jesus. Now just sit there a minute and let the blood of Jesus just trickle down over you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the
cleansing,
Lord.
Thank
I praise you for
thank
the cleansing.
Thank you for taking all these sins out.
Thank
all this incest
thank
out of us
for
that we know nothing
us,
about
wash
in 400 years that's in us, in our bloodline.
Cleanse us, Lord, of the areas
all
of our life that are contrary to thee.
All these spots and wrinkles, purge and stealing, and all these little things, the little foxes that's spoiling our vines. It keeps us from your best, Lord. Let your blood just flow down. Flow
cleanse
down
us,
over this congregation. Lord, deliver thy people. Deliver thy people. Deliver them, Lord, from all evil. Deliver them, Lord. Deliver them, Lord. Let them come out. Let them come out in the name of Jesus. Let all these evil powers come out of you in the name of Jesus.
Praise you, Lord. Praise you.
Cast them out. It's like having a baby. When you're having a baby and you men don't
Father,
know
I come
about
in the name
this.
Of Jesus. That
just
name that's above every name.
Just a minute. When you're having a baby, they're yelling at you to bear down. The pain is so bad. And I'm yelling at you to cast up. Bring them out. Hate them. Deliverance is like having a baby. When it comes out your mouth and your ears. That's right.
Praise
let them come out, boys. Let them come out. Call them out, Glenn.
Praise
call them out.
Praise
get the
Father,
paper
we
towels.
Come,
we're
I
ready.
Come in the name of the Lord Jesus,
the Lord
and I take
Jesus.
Authority over
the
these spirits this afternoon,
God.
And I bind them to the day of judgment and ask for the angels
these,
of the Lord to come and keep them until you judge them as
the
day of judgment. I bind them in that, and thank you for sending the angels to do that, Father. Father, we come in the name of the Lord Jesus, take authority over these spirits, and I command them to come out in Jesus' name. Father, Jesus became a curse so that we don't have to bear the curses, and Satan is written in Galatians 3:13, that Jesus became a curse, so we don't have to bear the curses. I put the blood of Jesus to cleanse for us for the sins of our ancestors and authority of their name. According to the word, I break the curse, the curses off of us in Jesus' name. I loose these people from it. I loose myself from them in Jesus' name. The curse of incest, come out in Jesus' name. I break the power of the curse of incest. Come out in the name of the Lord. I break it in Jesus' name. The curse of the bastard, I break it in Jesus' name. Sexual sins, I break the power of it in Jesus' name. Come out, loose these people. Set us free in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. I praise you for it. Loose us and come out in
Jesus'
name. Thank you for it, Jesus. Thank you.
Come out in Jesus' name. Stiff neck, come out in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you for setting
rebellion,
us free. I break
out
the powers
name.
Of it in Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
name.
In Jesus'
name. In Jesus' name.
Come
I break
him.
The powers
come
of it
in
Jesus'
name.
Come out. Come out in Jesus' name.
Come
on, move. Move. Come out in the name of the Lord.
Move out of off now.
Come out in Jesus' name. Come on, up and out of people right now in the name of Jesus.
Come out. You're a deceiver.
I bind your power and I drive you out of them right now in the name of
Jesus'
name. Just keep on coming out.
Come
come against all infirmity, weakness, sickness, and disease, and I command you to manifest and start coming out of people right now. Come on out. All infirmity, weakness, sickness, and disease. Come out, all princes, kings, and world rulers. We command you to go in Jesus' name. We come against every spirit of accident or backbreaker, accident prone, traumatic shock, and bone breaker. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, all paralysis. We call out crippling, depression, despair, affliction, deformity, discouragement, suicide, spinal cord scar tissue, atrophy, hopelessness, death. Go in Jesus' name. Go. We want all these evil spirits to go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. All paralysis. We come against arthritis and crippling arthritis, bursitis, neuritis, tendonitis. Go in Jesus' name. Go right now. All paralysis. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. All roots of infirmity. Go right now in Jesus' name. Go every spirit of shame and embarrassment. Trouble, will, and conflict, curse of Jezebel, acupuncture and acupressure, hypnotism and demonism, astrology, go in Jesus' name. Go, every spirit of rebellion, idolatry, resentment and envy, vanity and pride, witchcraft and occult, Taoism and pantheism, psychic and metaphysical healing, come out in Jesus' name. Come out, every spirit of grief, disobedience, curse of the law, envy and jealousness, reincarnation, spiritual or Christian science, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out all ailments in the name of Jesus Christ. Go every spirit of tooth decay, tuberculosis of bones, skin cancer, colitis, bowel upset, kidney stones, kidney panic, scalp ailments, inability to sleep, pestilence, inflammation, hemorrhoids, schizophrenia, Huntington's chorea, scab, measles, smallpox, blasting, brutishness, female cancer, uncontrollable body odor, heart attack, astonishment of heart, venereal disease, inflammation of a fungus infection in sex organs. Go in Jesus' name. Go all ailments. Come out all ailments in Jesus' name. Every spirit of leukemia, acne, menstrual cramps, cancer of bowels, cancer, kidney failure, heart disturbances, falling hair, aimlessness, consumption, tuberculosis, botch, boils, blindness, Latourette syndrome, muscular sclerosis, spinal meningitis, cancer of bones, carbuncles, diarrhea, eye trouble, hernia, kidney infection, melancholy, sadness, restlessness, futility, fever, madness, encephalitis, polio, stroke, St. Vitus' name, scoliosis, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, all diseases found in the Bible, come out, every spirit of ague, blemish, broken-handed, canker, blains, blindness, broken-footed, crooked back, boils, botch, bruises, and dropsy, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind your power and drive you out. Come out, every spirit of dwarf, flux, impotent, issue, leprosy, maim, pestilence, scurvy, withered, hemorrhoids, gangrene, infirmity, itch, lunacy, murrain, scabs, sores, worms, flattened nose, halt, inflammation, lameness, madness, palsy, scald, wind, and wounds. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. All functional diseases of the body, female, allergies of females, problems with the mouth and the gums, gluttony, body illness, spirit of octopus, come out, all fatness, spirit of fatness, sins of Sodom and Gomorrah, pain of sternum, infection of colon, colon cancer, stomach infection, pancreas, stomach nerves, nervousness, gallbladder problems, glandular malfunctions of the body fluids, swelling of the body, chest pains, come out, every spirit of breast cancer, come out of the breast of the women right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of the lymph glands of the breast. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of the bone marrow. Come out, spirits of deafness, parasites, and organisms. We curse you in Jesus' name. Heart problems, broken rhythm of the heart, blood cancer, convulsions, and epilepsy. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All heart blockage, pains of the feet. Go right now. Pain in the neck, ear infections. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go all emotional spirits, vanity, flippancy of emotion, stoicism, no feeling, inability to feel, accusation, criticism, selfishness, sloth, fear of disapproval, disobedience. Go right now in spirits of name, in the name of Jesus Christ. All disobedience must go in Jesus' name. Come out, spirits of guilt, demonic guilt, resentment, sorrow, inability to sleep, sleeping in a spiritual environment, rebellion, excessive tiredness, play acting, dramatic choreography, affectation, play acting, pretension. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. All spirits of taunting, over-concern of what others think, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, rapid heartbeat, heart blockage, cancer cells, go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. All spirits of cancer, gross tumors, warts, cancers, malignant and non-malignant, we command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out, all body pain, shaking of the body, pain of the bone and marrow, come out, pain of the spine, go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. All body pain, in the name of Jesus Christ, come out. Every spirit of body pain, we command you to go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We break your power. All pain demons and imps, we command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Every spirit of body pain, emotional demons, functional diseases of the body, diseases found in the Bible, ailments, infirmity, roots of infirmity, paralysis, and I command all your roots, memories, scar, nests, and habits, ruler demons, and lesser demons to go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Loose them and set them free in Jesus' name. Come on, up and out of them in Jesus' name. We break your power and we drive you out. Now we come against all sexual sins and diseases. Come out, sexual sins and diseases. Fornication, idolatrous sex orgies, adultery, masculine women, effeminate men, abusers of themselves with mankind, arsenicoites, sodomites, oral and anal copulation, oral sex and anal sex, go in Jesus' name. Sensual, carnal, voluptuous, senses and appetites, come out. All sensuality, worship and sensuality, go in Jesus' name. Evil concupiscence, inordinate affections, lasciviousness, lewd emotions, filthy communication, obscenity, blasphemy, profanity, go right now in the name of cussing and cursing. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Every spirit of masturbation, homosexuality, catamites, lesbianism, pornography, exposure, uncleanliness, perversion, lust and passions, fantasy lust, fantasies, obscene music, poetry, literature and art, rock music, occult sex, immorality, incest, harlotry, rape, frigidity, bad dreams, heterosexuality, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. I want all the sexual diseases to go in Jesus' name. Come out, spirits of venereal diseases, gonorrhea, chancroid, granuloma, ingulale, sp- varicocele infection, syphilis, congenital syphilis, gonorrheal arthritis, venereal lymphogranuloma, AIDS, spirit of AIDS, I curse you and I command you to come out in Jesus' name. Dormant AIDS, I stir you up and drive you out in Jesus' name. Come out, every spirit of meningitis, endocarditis, sterility, insanity, staggering gait, heart disease, blindness, ulcerative lesions, yaws, bagel, penta, relapsing fever, tropical ulcer, rat bite fever, Wheels diseases, herpes 1 and herpes 2. I command you to go in Jesus' name. I break your power and I drive you out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. You have no choice. You will loose them and set them free in Jesus' name. Now be gone. Be gone right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I break your power and I drive you out totally in the name of Jesus Christ. You will loose them and set them free. All sexual diseases, in the name of Jesus Christ, I break your power. All sexual diseases, you will go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, up and out of them right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Sexual sin, sexual diseases, your power is broken and we drive you out in Jesus' name. That's right, in the name of Jesus Christ, go right now. Loose them and set them free in Jesus' name. That's right, in the name of Jesus, just keep on coming out. That's right. We bind your power. We drive out spirits of witchcraft. Come out, spirits of witchcraft, right now in the name of Jesus Christ. All occult practices, Dixon, four-leaf clover, ESP, hypnosis, palm reading, horoscopes, magic, tea leaf reading, smoking, dipping snuff, handwriting analysis, arsenic, tarot cards, drugs and pharmakia, sorcery and witchcraft, clairvoyance and clairaudience, enchantments, peace sign, artifacts, snakes, marital arts, Taoism, acupuncture, playing cards, Arthur Ford, Ouija board, seances, mind control, rabbit foot, transcendental meditation, incense, automatic handwriting, signs of the zodiac, levitation, secret organizations and lodges, drinking alcoholic beverages, gene and chromosome damage, psychic readings, LSD, telepathy, potions, Scar of David, tattoos, self-realization, Buddhism, Zen, Yin and Yang, Hare Krishna, gambling, Ruth Montgomery, cards, Edgar Casey, witchcraft, wishbone, yoga, pendulum, pierced ears, voodoo, water witching, eight ball, chewing tobacco, Kabbalah, strychnine, crystal ball, sorcery, Rubik's cubes, parapsychology, Ankh, five-pointed star, owls and frogs, deja vu, Hinduism, Confucianism, bingo gambling, reincarnation, divining, go in Jesus' name. I command all these occult practices to go in Jesus' name. Go, all occult practices, come out in Jesus' name. We drive out every spirit of psycho-cybernetics, trances, psychometry, clairaudience, metaphysics, superstition, amulets, Indian witchcraft, Indian Italian horn, maize fertility, karma, hex signs, Irish witchcraft, haunted houses, shows like Merlin, fiction, pornography, rebellion, white and black witchcraft, self-help programs, powers, rulers, imaginations, occult, Cyrex, fantasy, poorness, need, counterfeit, scouting, demonology, lotus, forgetfulness, serpents, orneriness, ghosts, barrenness, mind occult. Come out in Jesus' name. That's right. I bind your power and I drive you out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Now loose them and set them free. Come out, every spirit of mind over matter, dolls, psychics, second sight, mental science, fetishes, talesmen, sun or moon worship, Indian religions, Christian science, healing, Jesus rock and roll, gypsy, rappings, fantasy, Walt Disney, talking, blood transfusions, country music, astrology, self-hypnosis, authority, strongman, high things, soul ties, phenobarbital, lust, lack, greed, disco lights, ritualism, death and hell, oral sex, poverty, scorpions, divorce, jack-o'-lanterns, sterility, foul and evil spirits, UFO, voodoo, predictions, auras, visions, runes, Satanism, spiritual healing, war paint, omens, mediums, poltergeist, science, conjuration, TV, Rosemary's Baby, incantation, seduction, white magic, black magic, signs of the zodiac, principalities, kingdoms, strongholds, disobedience, valium, anesthetics, bankruptcy, loss, covetousness, Nimrod, symbolism, love potions, confusion, failure, dirtiness, Halloween, goblins, diseases, idolatry. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All demon associations, parapsychology, Dungeons and Dragons, folklore, mythology. Come out, all spirits that came in through rock music or Christian rock music. That's right, demonic agencies. Go out in the name of Jesus Christ. That's right. Bloodless religions, come out. Spirits of the Masons, Demolay, Eastern Star, Job's Daughters, come out. All witchcraft, go in Jesus' name. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Games with demonic influences, soul travel, astral projection, mind control, Jezebel and Ahab, witchcraft. Go, all spirits of witchcraft and astrology and soul power and pyramid power, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. We drive out spirits of psychics and hypnosis and psychiatry and medicine, Hippocratic Oath, sorcery, tranquilizers, pain pills, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. We drive out all other demons associated with the occult. Go in Jesus' name. Go, spirits of pornography, rebellion, white magic, black magic, self-help programs, powers, rulers, imaginations, occult, Cyrex, fantasy, poorness, need, counterfeit, scouting, demonology, lotus, forgetfulness, serpents, orneriness, ghosts, barrenness, mind occult, blood transfusions. Go down through these two right here. Country music, astrology, self-hypnosis, authority, strongman, high things, soul ties, phenobarbital, lust, lack, greed, disco lights, ritualisms, death and hell, oral sex, poverty, scorpions, divorce, jack-o'-lanterns, sterility, foul and evil spirits, seduction, white and black magic, signs of the zodiac, principalities, kingdoms, strongholds, disobedience, valium, anesthetics, bankruptcy, loss, covetousness, Nimrod, symbolism, love potions, confusion, failure, dirtiness, Halloween, goblins, and diseases. I command all these demons to go in Jesus' name and all your works and all your associated spirits.
Amen. 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 Praise your Lord.
Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus, His voice shed white as snow. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. His flesh is white as snow. At the cross, here I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there my faith, I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. At the cross, here I first saw the light, and the burden on my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Are you washed in the blood? Spotless are they, white as snow. Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless, are they, white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Now let's all praise the Lord and ask the Holy Spirit to come and fill these areas of our of being where these things have left us. Let's ask the Holy Spirit to come and fill us so that there's no place for Him to return to.
Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Garments spotless, are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is
Father, I thank you for the Holy Spirit to fill every area that's been vacated here this afternoon, that you that your presence will fill us, Lord. I praise you for it. I thank you for it. Father, I thank you for the food. Make it health and strength to us tonight as we partake of it, and then as we gather to praise and to worship you. Bless it to our bodies, and I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.